Ladies and gentlemen, he's here.
I say now is a time to talk about solutions. What is wrong with telling people to dress appropriately? Speak well, speak appropriately. Am I wrong here? What's going on?
From New York, Don Lemon. How's the weather?
Oh, man, it's a whiteout out here. It's a whiteout. I'm looking out my window. It's pretty bad. I was in D.C. I couldn't stay there. I had to come back in order to broadcast from New York and to give you this message from the New York studios. You ready for it?
Okay.
Clarence Thomas says society is overly sensitive about race. I knew it was going to be controversial the moment I opened the email sent to me by my producers proposing a segment on CNN. And so it was, after they secured radio host Mo Ivory and conservative blogger Crystal Wright to participate. Yahoo.com writes that while speaking at two students at Palm Beach Atlantic University, Justice Thomas said he is concerned about what he considers a society that is more conscious of race differences than it was when he grew up in segregated Georgia before and during the civil rights era. Thomas says, my sadness is that we are probably today more race difference and race conscious than I was in the 1960s when I went to school. To my knowledge, I was the first black kid in Savannah, Georgia to go to a white school. Rarely did the issue of race come up. On CNN, Crystal Wright weighed in first.
Now we're in a situation now when you have people actively looking, hunting, Don, for racism and to call people homophobes and to talk about sexism so they can make a living off of it. And they are. I mean, they're shaking down corporate America. And now you have a hypersensitivity where many white people are afraid not to even engage in an honest dialogue on race.
Mo, what do you think? Are we too sensitive?
Wow. I would have to disagree with partially what she said. But no, I don't think that we're too sensitive about it at all. I think we just have a more open forum to talk about it, to bring it out.
And from there, the conversation took an ugly turn with the commentators talking over each other and the conservative commentator Crystal Wright lamenting being called vile names like Uncle Tom and Thomasina by people who disagree with her, mostly black people. Listen.
Okay. And it doesn't make
right
yours, it doesn't make me wrong.
Listen,
exactly.
But at the
Crystal.
End of the day, wait, I want to finish this because
okay,
at the end
ahead.
Of the day,
quickly.
The only way any of us are going to have an honest discussion is if Mo, you stop attacking me for my opinion and we allow white,
you stop
black,
attacking
brown,
me for mine.
And white.
Okay.
I haven't
okay.
attacked you.
Both
absolutely.
Ways.
Okay, it's
both
right.
Black
we
or
should
brown
all
talk.
Stop attacking each other
exactly.
and stop
both
calling
ways.
Each other names.
All of that came about from my one simple question at the beginning of that segment. Are we too sensitive about race, as Clarence Thomas said? I think that conversation proves that we are, at least when talking about race, when we talk about race. But the difference is, talking about it when Clarence Thomas grew up might have gotten you killed. Maybe that's why people didn't talk about it. Talking about it now might make people call you names. I don't know about you, but of the two choices, I'll take the name calling.
Interesting. Okay. All right, Don Lemon. Something to think about.
Something to think about.